Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, October 25th. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki. It's just the four of us. We're all hanging out here.
Just
and
the four of us.
And we're going to find out about Nikki's sister's wedding. What's her name? Ophelia? Olivia.
Olivia.
Whatever. I don't know. I had the right letter.
I guess.
All right. Start from the beginning. It's Friday. We're supposed to do a happy hour. I have to go to the emergency room instead.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I know you've had guests arriving since last Wednesday. You got a house full right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Friday seems like it was like 2 weeks ago.
I saw your text. I didn't even bother. As soon as I saw Sarah's text saying she's going to the hospital, I kind of looked at it. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like,
happy hour's off.
I just went to sleep.
Chung goes, we're on the way over. He goes, oh, no, happy hour. I'm like, don't. There's no happy hour for the Clarks tonight.
Friday was kind of like the pregame where everybody came over to drop off the tables and chairs for the rehearsal dinner on Saturday.
So go back. Mm-hmm. So your sister's getting married.
Yeah.
You're doing the wedding at your house.
No.
This is no?
No. Wedding was not
pre-party
at our house.
Pre-party at her house, right?
Wedding was at a winery. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was at your house?
The rehearsal dinner.
And that was
people?
Saturday.
Yeah. 65 people, I believe.
65 people at a rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, it
and outside is where you wanted to have that.
Yeah, and thank God for Saturday because we had all the easy ups up, and we're just like, please don't rain, please don't rain. Please
easy
don't
up,
rain.
That's a tent.
Well, it's like the pop up tents.
Okay,
the individual ones, and they all lined them up. I was at a winery with horses because aww, I took the kids to get them out of the way. So we had fun doing that, and then when we came back, everything was set up, and then just
wasn't
went,
it raining oh, Saturday
nice.
Though?
It was raining Saturday up in like the Santa Rosa area, not in Benicia too much. It was it was pretty, I don't know how to describe it. It was sprinkling in Benicia on Saturday, but it wasn't the
crazy windy.
It wasn't crazy.
Yeah, it was bearable and we were all outside and we had heaters and stuff. So it really worked out. Yeah.
So that worked out. You fed the 65 people. What? Who did the food for these 65 people?
A taco lady.
Great.
Yeah. Oh,
because
awesome.
Your mom has other things to worry about than cooking food for 65 people.
Yeah. And then pies from Costco.
Oh, and that's those it. Are huge. I love pies from Costco.
And so the 65 was just because you had that many people in town and figured you'd just have them over to party, not because there were that many people in the wedding party.
No. There was only my sister just had her best friend as a maid of honor, and then my brother-in-law, had his brother as the best man, and that was it. And they wanted to keep it simple. So this rehearsal dinner became a party that my mom and the groom's mom wanted to throw, essentially. That's what that's what this became. They didn't want this.
It was another party.
Yeah, they didn't want
it was
this.
A pre-party.
Yeah, they didn't want this, but it was fun. And I mean, because we did have people coming from out of town, and not that they couldn't have figured out what to do for dinner themselves, but I get it. Like, old school stuff, you usually are supposed to host people, I guess. I don't know.
It's true. When everybody comes in to converges on one area, mm-hmm. coming in from other places, you generally are hosting them the whole time.
Yeah.
Right.
So what time did they go rehearse?
So they rehearsed Friday, actually.
Oh, they did?
In the morning, because what was going to happen was they were supposed to walk down this staircase, and the wedding was supposed to happen under these olive trees, and the backdrop was supposed to be this vineyard. And then I guess the reason why they went to go rehearse that was to go kind of change it. Like, so they changed where the wedding was actually going to be held, the ceremony part, because there's no way that they were going to be walking downstairs if it was even sprinkling. So that's what
that would have been. That would have been a video moment right there. Just,
yeah.
You know, one false step and she's a bride tumbling downstairs.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, so that's what they did Friday.
That's what Nicole meant when she said wear heels and die. I get it now.
Yeah. Well, no, I just meant that in general, because it's like, you know when concrete is like stamped, like it's a fancy looking yes. concrete, oh, and they yeah, put that yeah. seal over it, you're going to fall and die.
Yeah, it's so slippery.
Yeah, so that's what it was like at that winery. And so they did that Friday, and then Friday was the day that we just started setting up the tables and chairs in
at your house.
At our house. Saturday was the rehearsal dinner, and then Sunday was the wedding.
The wedding went off without a hitch, right?
I just felt so bad for my sister. Like, but you know
why?
Because
specifically, like, is it just because it sucked?
No,
the wedding sucked.
No. It was fun, but it's just like, you know, she really planned this beautiful event.
And right.
This happened. And the wedding coordinator, she was just dripping wet. And then our cousins, our boy cousins, like, we took the heaters from our house to the venue, which was an hour away, because they asked for them because we needed more heaters. And the guy cousins, because I'm like, I'm not doing that, just drenched it, like their pants, their shoes, their boots.
They're in their wedding outfits?
Yes, completely drenched. And I'm standing in the bridal suite, and I look out and I just see my one cousin in the back of my uncle's truck, and he just waves at us like, hey, and just dripping wet. He was such a trooper. There's nothing that you can do, but sorry.
I mean, it was a squall, for God's sake. Like, really, I just...
Yeah,
I feel like everything should have been canceled, but you just can't cancel an event.
No,
like
so
this.
They put us like they had this barn.
Oh, great! Oh, they had a barn,
but it was all the sides were open, so there was no wind, which was great. So you didn't get that side
rain. That's good.
But so originally they moved the ceremony to have it under this other area, which was kind of covered. But they're like, no, it's really pouring, so you're gonna have your ceremony where everybody's gonna have dinner. And everybody's just going to sit at their tables and watch you get married. So we just sat at our tables the entire night. And that's why we're like, the ceremony went by so fast. And we're like, when's dinner? I'm hungry. And it just seemed like we should have been having dinner. And then I look, I'm like, oh, it's only 6. It's just because everything seemed to go by so fast because we were in that one area the entire time.
How was the ceremony? Was it pretty? Was it everything she sort
of
hoped for?
You know, for the small area that they... did, like the florist and everything, for what they had to do and like scrambling trying to fit it in this small area, it looked nice. And I know it wasn't ideal, but it worked. We were all dry, and you just have to grin and bear it. But all the vendors were like, because some people were like walking around asking like our family questions, like my parents, my sisters, and even me, and all the vendors go, your sister, thank God your sister is such an easy bride. Because she was just so chill about everything. Because what are you going to do?
What can you freak out? Or...
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I can't control the weather. And if this is where we're going to have it, then so be it. I'm over it. I already paid for all this shit. Just go for it. I don't care. So they were like, oh my God, she's so easy. Like, thank God. Like, she wasn't a bridezilla, like freaking out. But it's not like they turned on the faucet for this category 5 storm.
Right.
So. Let me ask you a question. And I'm not asking for the amount to be said into a microphone, but I'm curious if you know how much they spent.
I mean, I know it was in thousands. To be honest, I don't know. I really don't. I know she got a discount off of the wine because she works at a winery as well.
Right.
So
that's good.
You're
weddings are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
My point is, I don't want you to reveal their number, but I do think that it's important for people to realize these weddings, if you don't already know, they will, the amount you'll spend will pile up beyond your budget in a blink, and you'll be like, what happened? And where did it go?
Well, just the fact that you had a wedding coordinator scares me.
Well, right, no, so the wedding, the wedding, so my sister planned the wedding within like 2 months of getting engaged. She goes, it's all done. She goes, she's like, I don't know what people stress out about. It wasn't that bad. And her coworker.
Now she knows.
Yeah. Now she does. But her, her coworker was the wedding coordinator.
Oh.
And
she just leaned on a friend. That's good.
Yeah. She's like, hey, can you give me a list of vendors and I'll do everything. And if you can just be there the day of the wedding, just to like tell us when to walk down the aisle and kind of coordinate with the DJ on when to excuse tables. That's all I need.
I would like to know how long was the walk from the bridal suite to the place where she got married? And was she, were there like people carrying a tarp to keep the water off of her?
The wedding coordinator picked her up in a car. It was like not even a 2 minute walk. It was boom, boom. But there was a big distance with no overhang.
Yeah, no.
Nothing. And it's like,
I'm a bride.
Yeah. And so
I got my hair done. I got a white dress on.
Yeah, exactly. So they put, my dad and my sister in a car and then pulled up as close as they possibly could. So we were having dinner in the car and then my dad got out first with an umbrella and then so did the wedding coordinator to like just kind of cover.
Somebody's holding the rest of her dress up.
Yeah, because the wedding coordinator was holding, I think there's like a bunch of people holding umbrellas, but somebody had to carry her train so it didn't get sopping wet. Yeah.
Sounds like a nightmare. So, what about photos? Are they just going to do them another day? Like,
no,
everyone
so
gets
we
stressed
did,
back up?
We did photos in the bridal suite before she walked down the aisle, like my sisters and I, and my nieces were the flower girls. So, we were just all in there together with my mom and my dad. So, we all did our little intimate family photos. And then they went to the groom had his own suite. So, they did that. And it was funny because we, you know, the big family photo with all the cousins and aunts and stuff, we had to do it in front of everybody while they were sitting eating dinner.
Well, because there was only one dry space.
Yeah.
And so
so we're all like crowded around and everybody's just staring at us. And like, because, you know, usually you walk away for those photos.
Right? Yeah. There's a little break where you're feeding and watering the guests.
Yeah. But no, everybody was just watching us take photos.
Oh, so there was now we introduce.
No, there was none
Mr.
of that.
Mr. and Mrs.
No, there was none of that. It all happened so fast, like their first dance, everything.
Okay, what about when did you catch the bouquet?
No, my sister cut that out.
Wow.
She didn't want that?
She didn't want to do it because there was just nowhere to go. Like, even the dance floor was really tiny. So she's just like, no, we're not doing that. So she just cut that out.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you dance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I have another question.
Yeah.
Was there any, I know you've been busy and I know there's this boy you've been kind of maybe sort of hanging with that may or may not become someone that you like more than a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you text with him the day of the wedding at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. So even through all of the business of the day, you found a moment to say, hi.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good. That's nice.
Take a little
hear.
Break. And, hey, I didn't die. I didn't fall in a puddle.
Right. I wore my sneakers.
Yeah. And did he get back right away?
No, but I wasn't really paying attention because I just texted and then left my phone on the table and then went.
That says a lot, though. Because I haven't texted Nicole all weekend, and we typically always text. The fact that she's texting this guy means something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exciting and new.
But, and then our van got stuck in the mud.
Oh, no.
And then my cousin had to change a flat tire in the pouring rain.
Oh, God.
Well, of course there were things
and
like that.
So I wonder what my sister's thinking now. Like, she stayed at a hotel near the winery, and it's all blue skies, and
oh, she must be pissed. I'd be so, but like Saturday wasn't that bad, and today's a sunny day.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, piss her.
She picks the squall day of all the days she could have picked.
I mean,
I'll do it on Sunday.
I told her, plus side is no party crashers, because since it was at a winery, they still run a business and people can stay there till they close. And so the wedding started at 4, but the business technically didn't close till 5. So if people wanted to come in and wine taste, they still could have done that.
Oh.
But since it was pouring rain, there was nobody there.
There wasn't a pig.
Yeah.
Bunch of tour. Everyone was like, I don't think I want to go to wine country today. Feels like we might get blown off the road.
Yeah. So it was it was fun. The food was great.
Drunk guy at the wedding, what do you call those wineries, who's just like, don't do it. Don't do it. You'll regret it. Not good.
That guy. Yeah. Well, she must be relieved that it's in the past, even though it didn't turn out to be her dream day. You know what? On her 20th anniversary, they can renew their vows and have the wedding they always dreamed of in the summer.
People kept on saying to my brother-in-law, you know, I got married in the rain. It just means good luck. And he goes, yeah, but your wedding was inside, wasn't it? And they're like, oh, yeah.
Well.
Because, you know, all COVID protocols too, so it had outside.
Yeah, I mean, she did everything that she could to make it a COVID safe thing. You know, we've had a few wedding, like, sort of illogical requests made of people, mm-hmm. like that one I read the other day about North Dakota, where the people had to go and she's like, I'm not gonna go to your wedding, it's COVID right now. And this person is commenting, I guess on October 8th, we were talking about the girl who wound up backing out and she wouldn't go to the...
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
She wouldn't go to the dress fitting or something.
She was being a pain in the ass, but I think that I tried to be devil's advocate and say to the person who had written in, while you're upset with your friend does have a point. It's COVID, and it's not exactly the best time to be demanding people show up places and do things of this nature. And that might be why she's, you know, being difficult or trying to pause the wedding plans for a better time. And
right.
I sort of was just trying to be a devil's advocate, but I don't, because the person who wrote was the person getting married.
Right.
So I didn't exactly take her side.
And was pissing and moaning about, right. No, you can't. I don't know that any of us did. It seemed like a terrible time to do it.
And that's what I just kind of let everybody mean, like, no. Don't bring up COVID to the bride. Don't say anything about that. Don't bring up the weather. We all fucking know it's going to suck. If you don't want to come, then don't come. Her feelings won't be hurt. We all understand the circumstances. That's it. Right. Even if you change your mind last minute, yeah, it fucking sucks. But
don't be an extra black cloud on the day.
Yeah. And then because people are like, oh, I hope we don't get sick. I'm like, well, everybody here is vaccinated. And if you're that paranoid, we'll all take a test still. And we have to because of my mom's stuff going on.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's fine, but don't, like, you don't have to bring that stuff in. If you're already nervous about it, then just don't go.
Just ask me why I'm not married still. That will be the question that you
actually,
can ask.
Right.
You know what?
And I'll fumble around and not be able to answer it.
You know, people come on asking me about you guys. And I was like, man, maybe I should have brought Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn.
Yeah, hello. I'm so glad I wasn't invited. I would have hated to say, too. I'm not going back.
Boy, you know, after poor... Vanessa really ruined me for coworkers' weddings. I mean, I don't know where that. Well, I still don't think I could find that location again if my life depended on it.
Well, if that wedding happened yesterday with Vanessa, it was so remote in the middle of nowhere. There's no way we would have even found
it. I think there was a creek nearby that definitely would have overflowed. Yeah. I mean, that was a problematic location.
We almost got stuck in the mud, and it wasn't even raining.
Yeah, it's pure chance we even found the joint. That said, if you get married, I would like to be invited to your wedding, but I can see why your sister doesn't necessarily Sarah and Vinny.
It was just funny because the question of like, when are you getting married? Blah, blah, blah. It wasn't as much as, oh my God, you work on the radio with Sarah and Vinny. Like, that was more the question.
You should have said, I'm getting married as soon as Sarah and Vinny say it's okay. They're going to let me know when I'm allowed.
Oh my God, that would have been a good one. It all depends on when they let me, you know, plan it. See what they want, like what fits their schedule.
Yes, what fits their schedule, and what's a good location, an easy location for them to get to.
Yeah, where's the middle between like the four of us? Like, right. You know, this is all stuff. Like, let's
and
just
Sarah
fix.
Needs
we gotta
approval
work out.
Over the menu. Yeah, and Brent needs music approval.
Oh, I texted Brent. I was like, Brent should have been the DJ.
Oh, bad DJ.
He was okay. It was his emceeing skills. I'm like, give me that mic. Like, I was like.
You should have.
I can like table eight. Let's go get your food. But he was just like kind of awkward, and then I was like, my friend and I and Olivia are like, Brent should have been the DJ.
You know what? I'll tell you something. The biggest. This is just my opinion. No offense to if the person who DJ'd our wedding is listening. But I did not like that guy or the job he did. I'm so.
Well,
like,
I think he was defensive because there were a lot of radio people there.
Probably
that's a lot of pressure.
Maybe yeah. I don't know. But as like I look back now and I think of the day and look, my mom fell and she ended up breaking a rib and there stuff went wrong. But that was the worst part of. But I would absolutely hire a band over having a DJ if it were up to me to do it again because. That guy was terrible. Like, absolutely terrible.
I actually kind of enjoyed it. We sat and listened to him pick him apart at our table. So
awful.
I mean, his music selection wasn't that bad because my sister and brother-in-law like
probably curated it. Right?
Kind of. But it was just like, you know, he wasn't a great hype man. It's like, come on, like hype us up. And
yeah, I mean, you know, play the music you play is fairly. You just play music people can dance to.
Yeah.
That's not the hard part. Yeah. It's that talking in the middle. Where I went, oh, this guy, yuck.
You should have took the mic then, Vinny.
You know what? I actually even refrained, and this is just my own thought. I just didn't want to do it. I know that we like Hooman was there with his phone. I didn't want that out there. I just didn't want to do it. So I just laid low.
Take over.
Hooman actually wanted. Remember, we were trying to tell Hooman.
Our table
was trying to
get on that mic.
Yeah, like that's.
Vinny gave some direct instructions.
Yeah, Vinny said, "You guys don't do anything to embarrass me.
You see that
act
table
like
right
adults."
There? They want the microphone really bad. Don't.
It was actually what I was trying to say was, this is it's our wedding. This is my wife's day. I would not have done this had it been up to me. But this is what she
Sorry,
wants.
Sorry, I'm late. I didn't want to be here.
I just don't want us goofballs to do bits and ruin the goddamn thing when she's sitting there going, what the fuck just happened to my wedding? Now I've got people doing bits. So that was all I was trying to say is, you know, this is her day and her family's here. And I just want her to be, I want to do right by her. Because I would have eloped. Absolutely have eloped. And thrown a party.
It was funny because my brother-in-law like said something. He was like, thank you all for coming out with this huge storm. Really appreciate it, blah, blah, blah. And then my sister is trying to tell him, like, food's ready. That's the point of what you're talking. Like, food's ready. He goes, oh, I guess food's ready. So whatever, go eat. Like, that was so
And then the wedding speeches are the best part.
Yeah.
The people who don't talk into microphones are like, oh, what are they going to say?
No, and then everybody's like, oh my God, are you going to give a speech? I'm like, no, they didn't ask me to. So no.
Yeah.
If they wanted me to, I could have came up with something on the spot. But no, they didn't ask me to.
They didn't pass the mic around? Everybody got to say
No, they are such like low-key people and hate attention on them.
Oh.
That they're like, he started timing people. He's like, all right, you got 60 seconds, go. I'm like, what is this, a live read? Like,
a sleep number. It's an amazing bed. Right. It's got you one for your wedding. Are they going on honeymoon?
Yeah, they leave tomorrow to Disney World.
Florida. Mm-hmm. That's great.
And good for them.
They really like Universal Studios too, so they're going there for
Horror
Nights.
That's great.
Yeah, because they're going to be there for Halloween.
My sister did her honeymoon at Disney World too. She and her husband are huge Disney fans.
Tina
and Jimbo.
Nice.
Yeah, that's fun. That's just a fun, cool thing to
Hopefully, it doesn't rain on them there.
Let's hope not. Although it does rain on the regular in Florida.
Yeah,
so.
It almost makes me want to get married listening to this story.
Frothing to get run like down that aisle. You can't run fast enough, I bet.
I can't wait.
You know what I like about weddings is the food, though. She did an excellent job with the food, my sister.
What'd you guys eat?
It was barbecue from Lombardi's.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, and then she's not a huge cake person. So they had an ice cream sundae bar with and then treats, like brownies, cookies.
She didn't do a wedding cake. Wow, she really didn't do a lot of the traditional stuff.
Well, she had a wedding cake.
Didn't your other sister a pastry chef, though?
Yeah, the pastry chef was like, you need to do something, for photos. Like, just have a topper and then just slice it, and it will cost you at most, $20. Just a white
topper.
Small one, a 5-inch.
Oh, just a little mini cake.
Yeah, and just for pictures. And so they go, I can tell my brother-in-law was over it because the wedding photographers were like, okay, hold each other's hands and cut the cake. And my brother-in-law just takes a knife and just stabs it in the middle. He goes like this.
he sounds like he's...
That's the groom.
Yeah. Timing people. Shut up. I'm stabbing the cake.
I mean, that's just his humor. So okay. It was just funny. But I think if it would have been different if we weren't all in the same area for the entire night. So,
but it went off. It's done now.
Yeah.
When does your mom go into the hospital?
So they had to move it up because some things happened. It'll be Wednesday now.
Okay.
Because she has a bunch of pre-tests that have to happen today and tomorrow.
Oh boy.
So everything's getting moved
up. Well, please tell Rose and Nick that we're sending only our positive thoughts. And that's what a fucking.
She's going to wear her Sarah and Vinny mask.
Wear your Sarah and Vinny mask.
I gave her some.
By the way, you guys, I want to say this. We actually have a limited number of the Sarah and Vinny masks back up. They're supporting the Surf Rider Foundation, and you can find them at slappy.com under the merch section.
Cool. I saw the picture you posted and then was looking at the comments, and someone was like, your neck. And I went,
saw that too.
What?
I'm like, look at her neck.
That's because I took 20 pictures and I had the thing right up on it. I'm like, I got to make sure. Because the first picture I took, my neck is all waddly and crepey. I'm like, that's not going on. Let me take a couple different pictures of that.
Gobble, gobble.
I was so excited.
Love to make fun of your gobbler, but I have the same thing. So, unfortunately.
I actually almost replied to that person. That's because you're not seeing it from the side. But then I was like, that's what Nikki would do. I need to say thank you and just move on.
That's what Nikki would do.
Learn to take a compliment.
Right.
By the time you're in your 50s. That's a weekend right there.
Yeah, I'm exhausted right now.
I'm actually, it's unbelievable that you didn't ask for today off.
Well,
in hindsight,
with everything going on with my mom, I'm like, I might need some days off this week, later in the week. And I'm like, it's got to be one or the other, and I'll power through on this one. Just in case, I'd rather be good.
You know, family first, obviously, and we'll muddle through without you somehow. If you can just please do all the prep the night before, that'd be great.
Of course.
Thanks.
Of course.
Okay, great.
We'll be limping through the week without you.
We'll limp through.
Yeah, so I was driving over here, and it took me forever.
Yeah, what time did you leave your house this morning?
I left a little late. I left around 3:20 this time, which was late because it was...
But you got there by 4:40.
Yeah, but it took me forever on the bridge because all the lights were off. And so people were going super slow. And then it was just raining buckets and buckets. And I can hear, I had my music on, but not blasting. And I can just hear the water going through my car rims, just I felt like I was driving through a river. So I was,
well, you were.
I was going like 40 on the freeway. Everybody was. So it took me forever to get here this morning.
Well, thank you. But now you have a nice drive home because it's actually sunny.
I know. I'm right. I'm really relieved about that.
Well, we'll just
hopefully the standing water will have they'll have taken care of that. I mean, that could slow you down.
Our backyard's a swamp. So.
Oh my God! I think everybody's backyard's a swamp. It's it was. I mean, that was just. It was like a foot of rain in one day.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying, and hopefully it's true. Tahoe got 3 feet of snow. We'll see.
Oh,
incredible. I hope that's true.
What did you just bring up, Bryn?
There's a truck that blew over on one of the bridges in the Bay Area.
There's
like
a God.
Big rig.
You mean yesterday during the big squall?
During the big storm. It was crazy.
Damn.
I couldn't step out for more than a minute without like freaking out, you know, just like walking out to walk my dog or whatever.
It was nuts yesterday.
For more than 20 seconds. So the fact that Olivia got a ride to the destination from her.
It was literally from Studio D to Studio A. That's how far it was.
Whatever.
Far
she
enough.
Stayed dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know my kids went at, like the big event of the day was the missus said, "All right, we're going to get on our rain boots and we're going to go jump in puddles."
Oh,
and they did.
Fun.
They
oh,
went
fun.
Out and all that that's and jumped in great. Puddles and that was an hour. The rest of the time it was, "What do you want to do with us now?"
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about kids jumping in puddles, you take them home, you put them in a hot bath, and then they're in there for another hour. It's fantastic.
One of my nieces wouldn't take off her rain jacket, which was totally fine, but she had like these ears on her rain jacket on the hood. And she was running all over the place. She was up on the grass, just jumping and stuff. It was so funny. And then she just like goes in the middle of the dance floor while they're taking pictures, and she goes, "I got you. I got you guys," because she was all wet. Like,
oh, so she's getting them wet?
Well, not really, but it was just, she was just like putting on this show. And it was just funny because you just see these ears jumping and we're like, what is that?
That's the highlight of the wedding.
Yeah.
All right, we're totally out of time. Nikki, thank you for the roundup.
Yeah. Congratulations, Olivia and brother-in-law, whatever his name is.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Kendall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that must be tough with Kendall Jenner being so prominent
these
days.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I think of Kendall to be a girl's name, but you know what? Everything's unisex now.
He does say that.
He's a Kendall.
And then his brother's name is Cameron, but he calls him Carmen. And we're like, no. He's like, nope. If I got Kendall, he's Carmen. I'm like, okay.
I like it. All right. Hey, thank you for listening to today's Secret Show. And Nikki, congrats to your family and good luck to your mom this week. And you let us know what needs to happen. And we will check you tomorrow.
Yes.
Benny.
The end. I'm looking at the pictures of the wedding. She just posted them.
Oh, I'm going to go look right now.
Oh, yeah. Her first dance was If I Can Fall in Love by Selena.
Of course, my sister picks a Selena song to dance to. Tears, tear emoji.
Yeah.
Aww.
And there will be more to come later.
And there's you in a car. Holy cleavage, Coco. Jesus.
Holy squall. Look. Oh, geez. That's the flipped that's over big rig. Yeah, holy cow.
Richmond Bridge, I guess.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. North Bay. Way North
Crazy.
Bay.
Crazy.
Whoops. All right.
Update on the rainstorm wedding.
The end, everyone.
The end.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.